USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news as no survivors are expected to be found after an Ethiopian Airlines flight crashes after taking off from the Ethiopian capital of Addis Ababa while en route to the Kenyan capital of Nairobi. It crashes just minutes into the flight, 157 people and crew members on board. Reports are the plane was carrying passengers from 33 nations. Over two dozen passengers who were on a Turkish Airlines air flight from Istanbul to New York City are still recovering from injuries after a severe turbulence incident yesterday. This man says most on the plane were convinced it was crashing.
I think everyone was just saying their last prayers. If you heard people saying Jesus or the Muslim prayer or whatever prayer they thought of.
That turbulence over Maine lasted for around 6 minutes. 10 people had to be hospitalized. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
A nationwide blackout continuing for a third straight night in Venezuela. The president there, Nicolas Maduro, has blamed the United States, but Venezuela's opposition leader, Juan Guaido, who's being supported by the U.S., is blaming it on the failure to maintain the electric system in Venezuela for years under Maduro. A historic first-ever meeting of the leaders of two Christian religions. Pope Francis meeting with the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints prophet Russell Nelson at the Vatican yesterday. After the 30-minute meeting, they said they discussed the importance of family and religious liberty. The LDS Church is dedicating its first temple ever in Rome today. A Chicago cop in critical but stable condition after being shot while trying to serve a warrant on a 19-year-old woman.
The offender is known to police. We've had several encounters with female subjects.
Superintendent Eddie Johnson says the woman's in custody, and this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Democrats touting the passage of a measure in the U.S. House this past week, and we get more from USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
Congressman Andy Kim of New Jersey delivered this week's weekly Democratic address, highlighting the passage of a reform package he says will restore the promise of our nation's democracy and reduce the role of money in politics.
H.R. 1 reminds us that our democracy doesn't exist just here in Washington. It exists with each and every one of us. H.R. 1 reminds us that our democracy can never be taken for granted, but that working together we can guide it and work to create a more perfect representative union. And H.R. 1 reminds us that this extraordinary energy in our nation provides a new baseline of civic engagement that will foster a new era of public service.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says H.R. 1 would undermine the integrity of the elections, and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he will not bring it up for a vote, effectively killing the bill.
And daylight saving time taking effect for most of the United States overnight as people across the nation set their clocks forward 1 hour. Remember, spring forward, fall back. Daylight saving time officially began at 2 a.m. local time on Sunday. Hawaii and most of Arizona do not observe daylight saving time. And whatever you observe, you can check us out online. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.